Phone Boy Speaks, episode 262, Ink Sucking Machines. Chances are you have a printer. I think pretty much anybody with a computer has a printer, because at some point you have to take the work that you've done and print it out, or you have to print out a boarding pass, although I guess now with all the apps on phones these days, you don't need to do that very often. But anyway, there's times when you have to print. It's much easier to work with certain things on physical paper. So, but the problem is that printers just basically suck. I mean, they have consumables, whether they are inkjet printers or laser printers, there are consumables, and the companies that make these printers make money on the consumables, and so they go to great lengths to make it difficult for you to, you know, either refill or whatever the cartridge is. And even though, you know, from an environmental point of view, it'd probably be better, but they haven't figured out yet that would be the better way to do it. Actually, it would be for these companies to actually sell the refills themselves, rather than having these third parties do it. That might actually be a better way to do it. But of course, they're not that smart, and so they just spend all their R&D trying to prevent you from refilling ink cartridges. And in fact, when I was at Costco today dropping off an ink cartridge to be refilled, I noticed something on the counter. There's some HP printers that have a mechanism or a program that says if you take an ink cartridge and that's empty, and you refill it and you put it back in the printer without putting something else in first, the printer just rejects the ink cartridge, even though the ink cartridge is perfectly fine. Well, it doesn't want to see the same ink cartridge, two times in a row, I guess. And so, what they tell you on the, on this paper, I took a snapshot of it. It was actually kind of neat. They said, just have another print cartridge around. And in fact, you should actually have multiple of them and just sort of cycle them in. So as one's empty, you take the empty one in, you put the other one in, and you basically swap them when the other one becomes empty. And so you keep refilling and that gets around this problem. And honestly, that makes nothing but sense. I figured that out on my own without this little hint. It just seems like, you have two of them and you keep one that's ready to go when you need it. And then, you swap them when you don't, and go take the empties. And I do that with my propane tanks too, for my grill. Makes nothing but sense. And that way I don't have to worry about, running out or whatever, although it reminds me I probably need to refill my propane tank. But anyway, that's my little money saving hint for you is don't buy ink cartridges. Cause if you're going to buy a printer, buy one that actually has refillable ink cartridges, either at Costco or someplace that you go, because honestly, that's going to be a lot cheaper. And I don't know, the BS that they put out about the inks being better and the name brand cartridges, the ink cartridges are expensive, unnecessarily. This is where these companies make their money. I mean, how else can you buy a $50 printer? Because they know. The new set of cartridges for that $50 printer costs you more than the printer. So that should tell you where the money's being made. And honestly, that's not a game I like to play. So I would say, do a little bit of research on the printers and make sure you can get your inkjet cartridges refilled somewhere and do that rather than spending your money, buying new cartridges and throwing them away and stuff. That just seems to make a whole lot more sense to me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.